Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Did you miss us? I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome on this Live Dave Eve.
Ooh, yes. We are recording this on Wednesday, and Live Day is tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Sarah, what's our contact info before we get into today?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And last couple weeks have been pretty nuts and leading up to an awesome live day.
Yes, I can't believe it's here. I can't believe we're like pretty much at the end of November almost.
Oh my God, Thanksgiving's next week.
It's insane. I know Thanksgiving Eve is a week from today. I know.
And like, I know you don't like Thanksgiving food, but those days off feel so nice.
Yeah. And I like sleeping in. I love the Macy's Day Parade. I'm not going to lie. I'm a sucker for that. So that's
like, I believe it.
My favorite part. And like drinking, of course.
Which
drinking is better than eating garbage Thanksgiving Day food.
Well, you're not going to eat garbage Thanksgiving food. You're going to be having some Italian food.
Yes. Yes. I think we're going to get Maggiano's does like, you can order and then pick it up the day or two before and then just like heat it up yourself, which I think is a
awesome.
Great mix of Italian food and Thanksgiving Day food. And if people don't know Maggiano's, it's a crazy Italian restaurant and it's phenomenal. It's kind of like a mix between kind of like Bocca di Beppo,
okay.
Kind of a little
Olive Garden, but fancier
than Olive Garden, but like also
it's like Bocca di Beppo, but maybe a little fancier or more homemade, more not homemade, but like more
authentic.
Authentic. That's the
yes, word. Yes, but it's also like not super bougie, but the food is very good. So.
Yum. Well, yeah, it's gonna be your boo's birthday.
It's gonna be my my fiance's birthday lands on Thanksgiving this year, which I love that he loves it.
Yay.
I'm happy that
would
he
you
does.
Be very upset if you had a birthday like on a major holiday?
Extremely upset. Yes.
I had a feeling.
Yes. I would be very upset if it was on the holiday or the day after the holiday.
Mm. I feel like
the day before could go either way. I don't know, because I was thinking about that. If you were born on December 30th, you party hard, but then it's New Year's Eve. I don't know.
I feel like you just party hard for a week straight.
For like the whole 2-3 days.
Right. Well, because
I think New Year's Eve could be cool to have your birthday on, actually.
I mean, yeah. Or even New Year's Day, because you count down to your birthday.
No, because then you feel like crap that whole day because you're so hungover.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I would not like if my birthday landed on a holiday.
No,
but.
I feel like I'm going to assume, and I try not to do this with any December birthdays because I have a lot, that if you get a gift, it cannot be in Christmas packaging.
Oh, my birthday gift?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, okay. Really? I thought you'd be like, really? Like, not so much that you would get upset over it, but you just kind of make it look like, really?
Oh, no. You can wrap my birthday gift in, like, duct tape. I don't know. Oh. Whatever. But my birthday is the beginning of December, so most people get kind of screwed the end of December, or my mom gets screwed because she's beginning of January, and usually you just save some of her Christmas gifts and give them to her for her birthday. She gets royally effed. But mine, since it's like early December, most of my family have not gone Christmas shopping yet. So they can't like hoard my Christmas gifts and give some to my birthday.
Unless
so
you're like me and I look out. Christmas shopping since the summer.
Yeah. Except for you're just way ahead of all of us.
So we have like this rule. Like it's so... I'm a little frustrated right now for a couple of reasons.
Ooh, and he's upset.
With work stuff.
Sorry, I don't mean to sound so happy about you being upset. But.
I mean, I'm not surprised, Sarah.
I like it.
With like work people and one of my friends.
Okay, I'm a work person.
Yes,
so
you're included in this.
Oh, okay.
So we used to have this role. When I first started working here, mind you, 12 years ago.
Ooh, you old.
I'm old. There was this rule. Like, the first year I did this, because I was like, well, I did it for one person, so I have to do it for everyone. I'm going to do it for a year and be done. We don't get each other gifts for our birthdays or for Christmas.
Okay, that was the one rule you had?
That was the rule that was in place before I got here.
Okay, with coworkers.
With coworkers here on the morning show. We don't get each other gifts. It's just easier this way.
Yeah.
Totally fine with it. So for the first year, I made everyone a baked good of their liking for their birthday. So I think I made, like, lemon bars for BJ for his birthday. I made this for this person's birthday. Like, that kind of
thing.
Is
this, like, no gifts for holidays or no gifts including birthdays?
Including
as well?
Birthdays.
Oh, so you broke the rule.
Yeah, well, because I did it and I didn't know. So I was like, so for that year, I made something for everyone's birthday. And then after that, I didn't do anything.
Got it.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to make it fair. Everyone gets one thing. Done. 11 years later. But you guys always go out of your way to do something really nice. And now we've been kind of getting into that. Like, we've been doing, like, just small details, right? Which we never did before. Like, you get me the little cookies every year.
Oh,
or like a card or cupcakes, you know?
Oh, for someone's birthday?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The rest of the holidays, F it. Heck right. No. No but, Thanksgiving treat, no Christmas gift. Screw you all. But your birthday, I will get you a little something for your
birthday.
Exactly.
Like, last year, we got you some balloons.
Yeah.
We got Steve a bunch of balloons. We got some crumble cookies and stuff.
It's
and,
not really like a gift, though. It's more like a treat for everyone to share.
Right.
But I feel like.
With that being said, I have this idea. I saw this tutorial.
Okay.
On how to make something, and I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, because you're going to make me one.
Because I was going to make you one. And I was like, oh, I have all these things. And it's one of those, like, I have all the supplies already.
Mm-hmm.
Because I buy a crap ton of supplies when they're on sale.
Interesting. Can I get a hint? Would it be for me or would it be for everyone on the show?
It'd be for you and your home.
Ooh, interesting. At first, I was going to guess a crocheted wine bottle holder.
No, but that's a cute idea.
That's a cute idea, right?
No, I'm going to start learning how to make the infinity scarves. I don't think I can make a wine bottle holder yet.
Girl, you made a beanie.
Well, that's easy because it comes with a circle. It's a loom. And so I just follow the pattern. I make the basic pattern.
You cheated. You cheat then.
Well, no, because if I wanted to cheat, I could get the one that has the crank and it'll just do it automatically.
Oh, dude.
So I have to do
that.
I know. They're $70. That's why I haven't done it yet.
That sounds okay. Well,
so that's like it's like a special thing. I saw somebody make the video and I have a bunch of extra these supplies to make it. And stuff, it's supplies that I can't use for what I wanted to use them for. So they're kind of wasted. I was like, it's like the stars align. This would be perfect. And I think she'd really like it. But is
that? Well, and you love doing that kind of stuff.
Right.
So would that bring you joy to make it?
Yeah.
Like that process? Like, because for me, like if I was going to make you something, dude, you better love that thing.
Right.
Because that's like, creative stuff is not my jam.
Right.
Like I would hate making it, so you better appreciate it. But you like making it.
Right. But it's just like, oh, well, we're not supposed to get each other presents. I mean, like, the treats are one thing, like you were saying, that's for everyone to enjoy, but this is going to be just for you. So am I breaking the rules? Am I a bad person, Sarah? I feel frustrated.
Well, because this gift is for me, I would say no, you're not breaking the rules. I think you should actually present this in front of all of our other coworkers, wrapped with a bow.
Balloons.
Like, Sarah's my favorite coworker. She's the only one that gets a Christmas present.
Or, like, would it be like a birthday present? Like, would that be too much as opposed to just like treats for that the whole class can share, if you will?
Oh, I see. I mean, like, that's like a way to get, I mean, you don't really have nearly as much time for my birthday because that's kind of soon now to make it. So I don't know how long this is going to make or
in
take
theory,
for you to make.
In theory, assuming I don't get distracted, it shouldn't take very long. I'm thinking so about like an hour.
A month or two? Oh.
An hour or two.
Oh, okay, then, yeah. I mean, dude, do the birthday then, because, I mean, plus, like, we're, like, friends outside of just being coworker. I mean, no.
But then, like, would you hurt somebody's feeling? Yeah. Like, I didn't do anything for you, because Danny's birthday's the day after yours.
No, the day before.
That's what I meant.
But his is on a Sunday, so sorry.
Sorry, bye.
Sorry. Well, no, I mean, I think because you, like, made it, and it's, like, so me, you know? Like, unless it's like really cool that you think like Danny would be jealous of it. But like,
no,
let's say you got Danny like you made him some like skateboard or something. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, dude, that's so like you got a skateboard kit and was like, Danny, I made this for you because like you like skateboard. And I'm like, that's so sick. But I wouldn't be like
jealous.
Damn,
of
I
it.
Wish I had one because I would
but,
never
like,
use it.
Would it be like, damn, I wish I got a present in general?
Well, I mean, I feel like you just get Danny some Sour Patch Kids. He'll be fine. Really, though?
Yeah, nobody. This is something that is very specifically for you. On the sly. Like, that's what I mean. Like, should I do it on the sly? Should I? And if my best friend, her and I have had this rule for years where we don't get each other presents. And so the last couple of years, like last year, for example, because.
Broke the rules.
She broke the rules. She told me ahead of time she was breaking the rules. And she gave me a reason. She said because of COVID, she couldn't have her baby shower. And she was very paranoid because everyone in her life told her, don't buy a bunch of stuff. You'll get a bunch of stuff for your baby shower, then buy the stuff. So it was the very last minute. We didn't know what the hell was happening with COVID. And she didn't have most of the stuff she needed for a baby. right?
Wait, so people like screwed her? They didn't actually get her stuff?
Well, like it was the last minute. And so she's like, I feel like an a-hole. Should I ask people like, hey, do you guys want my registry? Because that makes me feel like I'm begging or asking. I'm like, no, honey, that's not.
Did she have like a virtual baby shower?
They were going to do a drive-by one. But even then they're like, you know what? She was kind of a high-risk pregnancy.
Oh.
They decided to against it. And so what I told her, I'm like, look, I have a sneaky way we can do this. So you feel better. And I have no problem doing this.
Tell me. I'm curious.
Where she posted, like, I think she had made the event on Facebook and kept postponing it. So yeah. Eventually she made the announcement, like, look, we're not going to do this. It's, you know, it's just going to be too difficult, blah, blah, blah. So I, in the comments, wrote, hey, if we still wanted to get you something, what is your registry?
Did that work?
Yep.
Wow. Because a lot of mofos don't barely read the Facebook event, let alone the comments in it.
Right. Well, I think it's also like if you are a part of the event or you said you agreed to it, you get notified when somebody, especially if you know them on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm just surprised people are. I mean, I guess people from a baby shower, you would hope would be just like family.
Right. And I feel like other people did like probably did assume that too. And they're like, what's your registry? But when she, because she was stressing, I went out and bought a bunch of stuff off her registry for her. And it wasn't like big stuff. Like, she already had the crib and stuff, but I got her like, hey, she really wanted this, like a cover for the car seat and like clothes and this and that. So I like, she had like 3 or 4 packages coming in. And so she's like, because you did so much for us for like our baby, I don't care what you say, I'm getting you something for your birthday.
Okay, so your birthday.
So she got me something for my birthday, and I got her, I knew it was coming, so I felt like it was.
So did you get her something for her birthday?
It was kind of like one of those treats for everyone to share. I got her a bottle of tequila. Because we were going, we were doing a float that, we were floating the river.
Yeah.
For her birthday.
But it was like in a bag specifically for her, and then she had the option of opening it up in front of everyone at the party.
It was just a little baggy, just like simple
because
bag, yeah.
That's the thing with alcohol is like, for me, when I receive alcohol, I never know if I should save this for a later time.
Mm-hmm.
One, like, how nice is this that I should just drink it? Or is the person wanting to have some as well? And should I open it in front of them and then open it? You know
so,
what I mean?
So it's you're saying, so in that scenario, if it's in a bag, like in with a bow or like a happy birthday bag, does that just kind of make you think this is for me? That is a gift for
you. Yeah, it kind of makes me think, okay, then I can like put this on a table if there was like a table of gifts or something.
Right.
And leave it. But if you come, if it's in like a QFC bag or if you're just holding it, then I assume like, okay, it's for the party.
Right.
And if it's something that is for the party, like, but like, how would you know? Because like for me, now we're too old to be opening in gifts in front of people. Like
it's awkward.
I don't know, it seems very awkward. So like,
my friends make me do that sometimes.
I
know
I take the bag, I hug them, thank you so much, and then I leave it. Because I'm like, what if this is a very expensive or somewhat expensive bottle of something, and like I just open it at my party with all my hooligan friends that are not going to appreciate it. Not like I would appreciate it. Let's get real. But
well, like in this particular scenario, we were getting ready. We're all gearing up to leave to go float the river. And there wasn't a bunch of us, obviously, because of COVID. But I told her, like, I was very upfront. Because I'm like, this is not a birthday gift. It is just a I love you gift, just to piss her off, because I know she'd get mad at me. Yeah. And so I'm like, look. If you want to try it now, I got it because it was honestly the label was pretty and it was on a higher shelf. It wasn't like super, super, super soft shelf.
But it was nice.
But it was a nicer one, I guess. And it was something that we had never tried. So I'm like, we could try this together. And I think everyone in the party took a shot. It was a decent sized bottle. Wasn't an itty bitty one or anything. We all tried it, took a shot, and then we headed out, except those were driving. We did not do that.
Wow.
We did not let them. Because,
good save there.
Yes. Because no. No, you're driving. Well, actually, no. One didn't because she was driving and she was pregnant. So we did have a designated driver.
Oh, yeah. We don't want the baby to get drunk.
No, not yet. No. But that was my, like, I knew she'd be upset. And she's like, what? I'm like, well, you know.
I mean, I feel like you're going to a party anyway. You should bring booze. So this is kind of like the perfect happy medium. And
right.
You don't feel as guilty, but then she doesn't. Hopefully whatever she got you was like dope AF and like way more sincere than a bottle of booze, you know?
Right. I feel like just a standard bottle of booze, like your run of the mill, like, hey, we're going to go party bottle of booze is just like, hey, contributing, but also here you go. It's like giving somebody a bag of chips in a sense, but nicer. When you get someone a nicer bottle of booze, it's like, okay, I know you. I wanted to treat you.
The tricky thing, though, like with wine and stuff is like, I don't effing know.
Right.
You know, so when someone gives me a
bottle
of wine.
Get the penis wine.
But the what?
The penis wine. The,
oh, the penis
just
wine.
The tipsy that we got.
Oh, yeah.
So Sarah and I, I ordered a bottle for each of us from, it's like Just the Tipsy or something is the name of this rosé. And it comes in a phallic-shaped wine bottle.
You can guess what it's shaped like. A penis.
Penis. I ordered it and I had my two closest friends over and we decided to crack it open.
Yes, I did not try it. Yeah. Yet.
So I figured I'd be the test dummy because I'm going to also, I figured if it was bad, I would bring the empty bottle with myself, with me to my cousin's bachelorette party.
Or just a decoration, stick some flowers in
it. Or we
something.
Can just fill it up with a different type of rosé.
Yeah, just pretend.
Just pretend, right? Or if it was good, I would buy it and I would buy a new bottle for us to try over there, right?
So are you buying a new bottle or are you filling the old one?
I think they will like it. It wasn't really my type. I like sweeter stuff.
This was more of a dry rosé?
It wasn't super dry.
Was it sparkling? Or is
yes.
it still? Oh, it is.
It's
okay.
Sparkling. I believe, yes. Yes, I think it was. So my best friend likes really dry stuff. I do not. Like, we're opposite ends of the spectrum. And so I think it was kind of like a nice middle ground for us.
Oh.
Like, I was
so
still able to drink
it. Okay,
and
too.
She said it was a little too sweet for her, but it was still a nice middle ground.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So I think I feel
she
like.
She wanted drier, you wanted sweeter.
Yep. So I feel like if you like something like that, you can try the tipsy wine. And it comes in a little wine bag. This is Just the Tipsy.
It's so beautiful. I posted it on my Instagram, a picture of it. And my friend responds and is like, wow, that bottle looks like a penis. And I'm like, I was like, it's Just the Tipsy. Do you not get it?
Unless
she
thought you were being clever.
No, she really did not understand. And I was like, yeah, because it's supposed to be shaped like this. And she's like, oh.
Okay.
Like, there you go.
So the other part of my frustration, and I need your advice.
Okay, well, one, yes, I think you should make me this gift, no matter what.
Okay.
Do I have to make you something now?
No.
Shoot.
This is too, like when I make people something, I don't want them to ever feel like they have to either get me something or make me something in return. Usually what it is, especially if it comes out of nowhere, like it's a random thing, like really? This is different.
Yeah.
I have all the supplies already and you're helping me get rid of these supplies that I'm not going
to
use.
You're like, I need to use these somehow.
And so you're going to help me. So you are doing me a favor too.
Oh, you're welcome. This is my gift to you.
Accept the gift.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay. So that part is covered. The other thing is, so she came over the other day and she saw my Christmas room and I wasn't planning on getting her anything too crazy for Christmas.
Okay.
I figured like since the birthday thing is now kind of like she got me something for my birthday, I got her something for her birthday this year now.
Is this a Christmas room just like a room full of Christmas
decorations? This is my guest room where I'm like putting all my supplies to wrap presents, all the presents I got so far.
Oh, okay.
So I just call it the Christmas room.
Got it. I was like, wow, this sounds so magical, a Christmas room.
Right? But I have little boxes. I was thinking what would be fun is for some people that I do get Christmas gifts for is to get them a little box of just random miscellaneous things that are different, but they're not like cheapy, like dollar store stuff. So, for example, with one of my friends, I found they sell these little wine bottle lip stains.
Oh, yeah, saw those.
And so I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God, I think she'd really like this. And so something like that where it's like maybe like a coffee mug or like one of my friends, I'm going to put a little coffee warmer, like a coffee mug warmer. You connect it to your computer or the outlet.
Oh, my God, I need one of those.
Right.
Those look brilliant.
But they also sell, like I was like, oh, she sometimes is cold. They sell like these hand warmers that are rechargeable.
Oh, I need those too.
So you just put it in your pocket and it radiates heat and then you just recharge it.
Wow.
And so I was like, something like that, like cute little things, right? Just nothing
too
crazy.
Like a basket.
Kind
of. You know, some people get like a basket of things, just random stuff in it.
Exactly. And this is just a little box and stuff. And I got
Are you and your friends cool with getting each other Christmas gifts? Because this is considered a gift.
Right. I thought we were, right? I assumed since the birthday thing was out the window, I thought all gifts, like the thing was out the
window.
That
was like a one-time thing, though.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I just assumed, right? Well, no, because we got birthday gifts for each other the last 2 years. So that was 2 years ago. And then this year she got me something, too. And so I got her something. So I had gotten her like a little something. And then when I saw what she got me a couple of things. I was like, ooh.
Were you like, crap?
Yeah, the other thing's in the mail.
Better go to the store.
And so like I got her a few extra thingies along with that, right? So I'm thinking it's all out the window. Right. It's been 2 years. So I found like a pair of socks that I know she would like because she likes Prosecco and it's like a Christmas pun. It's like, I don't even remember, but it's something about Prosecco. Oh, ho, 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 or something like that, right?
Prosecco. Oh, you a ho.
But like socks, like, you know, little soft socks and stuff. Yeah. Like little, like a cute little thing. Nothing super extravagant, super expensive. It's just little things that made me think of them. So I was going to make one for her, one for my friend Kendra, and then one for like my buddy Chase and my buddy Christine. And just put like cool little things that it's fun.
Yeah, it made you think of them.
And so I'm like, oh, don't look. It's my Christmas room. She's like, you didn't get me anything, did you? Because we don't do Christmas gifts. I'm like, what?
Were you like, no.
And I'm like, I might get you like some socks. Like I said, I might get you like a little something. Like I admit it. I'm like, I might get you like a little something in the sense of like socks or something, right?
Is that what you said to her?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She's like, okay. She just didn't, I don't think she was okay with like a full on gift.
That's,
and I was like,
the pressure though. I mean, you say just little socks. But it's obviously not just little. I mean, you think it's like a bunch of little things, but like
a bunch of little things. So I lied there because I was trying to gauge her response. I was like, well, shoot.
Because now, I mean, I feel like you would feel the pressure of this if roles were reversed. Because just little socks. Okay, did she really just get me socks? Like, should I just get her a pair of socks? But then what if she didn't just get me a pair of socks? Mm-hmm. Then I'm just giving her a pair of socks and she got me all of these other things plus this pair of socks.
Although I am kind of crazy, when I find something that I think is really cool, like could be a gift for anybody, I just start getting it and creating a little stockpile.
Oh my gosh. Like a miscellaneous, like whoever I'm friends with in a few months will get this.
Well, like if it comes up, like, oh crap, it's someone's birthday. So I found a bunch of these books at the store the other day and they were, for example, if you have friends that like to draw or doodle.
Yeah.
It's like a drawing a day. It's like your journal, but you draw something about how you felt that day.
Oh, wow.
Or there's something where it's a different writing prompt if your friend likes to write. So it'll give you like a few sentences and you write a quick story or a quick blurb to kind of get the creative juices going. So stuff like that, I'm like, I'll save in case this works for somebody.
And you like giving gifts.
I do.
Like that's your, you know, that's
my love language.
Yeah, your love language.
Is giving gifts. Receiving gifts, I'm awful, but I'm getting better.
Yeah, receiving gifts you hate. And you love. So it's a very tricky situation.
It's like I love them, but then I feel like because I love them, I look selfish.
Why?
Like
selfish loving giving gifts?
No, selfish receiving.
Oh.
Like if I get I get so paranoid. I have two issues with receiving gifts. I at the end of the day, bottom line, I do love getting gifts. I have one fear of not looking grateful enough, because there have been times I've either given gifts or helped someone pick out a gift for someone else, and a big gift, right?
Okay.
And they were super just eh.
Did they actually feel eh about it?
It looked like it. It's like,
well, maybe they really thought the gift was eh.
It was like, oh, eh, that's so nice. Okay,
so they probably didn't actually like it.
Like, I don't think they cared. And that's like, I thought it was more of a symbolic gift. I don't really want to call him out, but it was a symbolic gift and it broke my heart.
Call him out. Call him.
It's a her.
Call her out. I just assume it's a dude. Right. Call her out. Was it like a portrait or like a painting or like something near and dear to your heart?
No.
It wasn't like a new car or something.
No. It wasn't like that. But I don't ever want to appear ungrateful. So I have this fear that I'm going to oversell appearing grateful, that people are thinking I'm faking it and hating the gift. Or I'm going to try not to look too excited.
Girl, look too excited. What's the problem with that? I look too excited all the time.
But that's
with everything. You get me a balloon and I legit get hella effing excited because I love balloons. Like, but it's like, yes, you know? Mm. Why do you feel like too excited? What's wrong with being too excited? If you actually really like the gift, don't be too excited if you don't like it. Like,
right. But then like there have been times where I've been really confused. Like I have a friend who for many years in a row, he accidentally, and I never told him this, he accidentally kept buying me stuff I already owned.
Oh, like he sees it, he thinks of you. He's like, well, I think Vicky liked that. But then he probably saw it at your house.
Right. So like one was like a poster and I already own the poster. The one he got me was signed though. And then the other one I had ended up getting damaged. So it worked out. So now I have another one.
Oh, we'll see.
So that worked out. But I was like, I already have this poster. Or, and then like one was like this big graphic novel. I'm like, I already have this one. In fact, I think I'll let you borrow it.
Oh,
that sort of thing. So I'm like,
that?
No, because it's like their love language is giving gifts too. So I was like, I don't want to break.
But
his
it's
heart.
Also really awkward because it's like, I'm one of those people. If I give you a gift and you don't like it, tell me so mm-hmm. we can get something you do like, or we can get our money back. Like, let's be smart about it. Like, if you know, like if you don't like this shirt, don't act like you like it and then never wear it.
Again, that worked out in my favor, though, too, because I think I let somebody borrow that particular comic book and I never got it back. So I had his copy that he gave me.
See, it's cursed items.
Cursed items, man.
Yeah, he just knows that you're going to like lend it, lose it, break it, rip it or something. So he's just getting you a backup.
Right.
Well, so, I got to say, if you don't like getting gifts, you might want to stop giving gifts because.
No, I do like getting gifts. I just don't ever want to make anyone feel bad.
Well, see, if I was your best friend and you said, I got you a pair of socks or something, I'm not going to believe that. And now I'm going to get you like a full on mother effing gift. You know why? Because I would rather.
Oh, outshine me.
Outshine you. Yes. Then you outshine me and me feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather you feel like crap for getting your little pair of socks and I'm going to get you this whole big wardrobe outfit beautifulness. And then you can be like, oh, that's right. I'm better giving gifts.
I am curious if anybody else deals with any ridiculousness when it comes to the whole gift giving process. And then there's this other thing. I'm trying to work on it. It's time consuming, but I'm going to try to finish it soon. So I have this thing. I think gift cards are great. They're amazing. But like, if you're the way I see it, let's say you and I give each other a gift card for our birthdays, right?
Okay.
So basically, it's like, here, Sarah, you love Maggiano's. Here's a $50 gift card to Maggiano's. Then my birthday comes around. And you're like, Vicky, here's a $50 gift card to Amazon.
Ha.
I feel like we're basically just giving each other $50 back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So it feels a little less personal, right? And if
it's very less personal.
Exactly. And I love the idea of handing someone over your wish list makes things easier.
Like on Amazon?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I think it's great that we have these options. But again, it feels not as personal, right?
Yeah, but that's what they want.
That's what they want, right?
Yeah.
I'm very much like if they're like, don't get me anything else except what's on here. OK, that works for me. But I like if you have people in your life like my parents who when I say, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for your birthday? They say, save your money. Don't get me anything.
Nothing, honey.
Because then they're like, we're not getting presents for anyone this year. Just there's no presents this year. So don't.
They say that every year.
They say that every year.
Oh, my God.
There's times where I have to like berate my mother. I'm like, Mom.
What do you want?
Do you think Dad could use a new pair of headphones? I'm going to get him something, so I might as well be something he will use.
What if you get them gift cards?
Oh, my brother does get us gift cards for our stockings. They do use those.
Is that like would your like if you got your dad an Amazon gift card, would he actually get like new headphones or something that he actually
probably
wanted or needed?
He always sends me like I always buy everything for him on Amazon. Like I have his credit card on my Amazon.
Ooh, turn
so,
up.
Right. No, so if he's like, hey, I need these batteries for something, can you order me? Like he'll look up what he wants and he'll send it to me. One, so I can order it, make sure I order it correctly for him. And two, I look through the reviews and stuff to make sure it's not sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not allowed to buy anything online without me.
Damn.
Yeah. It's just easier this way, and I'm fine with it. That being said, I don't know what to get them. They're not going to give me a wish list. So I have to be very, very just.
Yeah. See, my family, like, if you don't really give us a list, you're not going to really get anything.
Right.
Except for maybe gift cards.
And you can
because
only,
people are so hard to shop for.
Right. And you can only get somebody hoodies or the same boots every year for so long.
Yeah. Or socks or slippers or a new set of pajamas.
Right.
We
always get my dad like jackets and hoodies. And my mom's like, please stop buying him this. Like we look, I helped them organize their closet when they moved in and it's packed with so many.
I know. I look at my closet too because I love sweatshirts. But I'm same. Like, I need to stop.
And they don't need anymore. And they don't get rid of the old ones because they're like, well, gave me this. And I'm like, 10 years ago, get a new one. Toss it. Give it to somebody else. Make room for the new ones I'm going to get you.
I get it. I'm with like, your parents
exactly.
on this.
So, but they're not telling me what they want or need. So like I have to really just try to like zone in on what they could use without also like, here's a present, use it, and then not, them not like it. Like my idea for them this year is to get them each like a charging station for their bedside tables. Because they each have their own bedside table. And so they're always charging their iPads in the bathroom because they don't have enough like outlets. So I want to get them one that they can place the tablet in there, place their phone, and have it all kind of connect to the charging station itself. So they can...
I feel like if you hooked it up for them near their bedside table, they would use it.
Yeah, I think they'll like use it, but it's not something that they would buy themselves. I don't think it's something they would really think unless it was there on sale.
I mean, I'm the same too. I wouldn't. If there's an outlet in the bathroom, just use that outlet.
Right. I'm like, this is something that's going to be convenient. They could put the remotes because they're always like, where's the remote? They could put like something that has little, not pockets, but little spaces for your remote or pens or whatever else you need at night. You can put their glasses in there. Keeps everything organized. I feel like... Okay, yeah. You can find nicer ones. You don't have to get the cheapy ones.
I'm like, that's one of those gifts that's like low key. Like you think it's going to be hella lame, but then it's actually it's very like practical. Really useful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, I think I finally figured it out this year. Like something that's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
and they should open it together. So they're like, oh,
they each have their own.
Yeah. Look at that.
Right, but that's
smart. That's annoying though that they don't give you a list.
No. So my idea to kind of help combine everything is to create a survey you can send out to people and they can report back. And I got this idea off of TikTok when this girl went on a date with a guy. He sent her like this little, you can do it as a survey. It's just on Google, on the Google Docs or whatever, Google survey. It's just the way I was going to do it. It didn't work. So I had to do Google Forms. Anywho, but basically the guy for the day, he's like, hi, thank you for accepting a date with me. It was really cutesy. And he's like, would you like to go to A, a movie, B, the aquarium, C, you know, a coffee date? And he even put commentary, D, the mall. Ew, I God, I hope not. Stuff like that.
Funny. So every day, like when a person would swipe on him and they set up a date.
I think it might have been at some, either it was on Tinder or they met, like they met through friends or whatever. And then like the next question is, what days work best? Weekends, during the day, like, and then what times? Just to not have to sit there like, oh, what do you work Monday through Friday? Oh, I work weekends, that kind of a thing.
Aww.
And they ended up going to the aquarium and it was really cute. And the girl was like, oh, this is a really cute idea, and was gushing about it.
That's good. I'm glad. I feel like it could go either way.
Right.
You could either love it or hate it.
So I have been working on a long ass survey. It's long ass to fill it out for me, to make it.
For your family?
For family and friends.
Oh.
And I want to make it so where everyone can use it or like make a copy of it so they could send to their family and friends.
What kind of questions are
so
on this?
I have like a little bit of everything. So this is for the person in your life. You're like, I know you, but what do you need? Or what are you wanting right now specifically? Because you can say, I want an Xbox, but not just anyone's going to buy you an Xbox. So what are some realistic things?
Okay.
So like what are the standard things like socks and candles and stuff? So I have questions on there. What are your favorite scents? Like vanilla? Do you like cotton candy smells? Do you like, you know, cupcake smells? That kind of thing, right?
Okay. But what if they don't want candles? Does it like...
And they can even answer. It can. You can just write in. You can type in whatever you want. It's like none of the above. It's like don't like... It's like not a candle person, right? And then I will... There's also... like a question, what are your favorite types of booze? Or like, do you like wines? Do you like, and what type of wines? Do you like, you know, rums or whatever? What types are you drinking right now? Or are there any that you, or are you open to trying new ones? Or do you just like sticking with what you like, right? The other question I have, what are certain things that you will never get tired of receiving? So for me, you could always buy me socks or a blanket and I will be obsessed.
Really?
Like, I have so many blankets. Like, especially, like, the little throws, the really soft ones.
Yeah. So, for, like, the couch.
And, like, I have so many stored everywhere. I'll just switch them out for no particular reason. I mean, I do have a Christmas one. I have a fall one. And I would love to have other ones for, like, themes, but it's not necessarily something I'm going to go out of my way to do.
Yeah.
And if somebody's like, I saw this blanket. It was cute. Made me think of you. I will always accept. I love blankets. I love socks.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And especially if coffee mugs, if they're special. Like, I like going to places
you
and getting
those, don't you?
But I don't get just any coffee mug. Like, if I go to Ross and I see, like, a Lilo and Stitch one, I'm not going to buy it for myself.
Okay.
But if somebody else buys it for me, then that's special because they got it for me and they thought of me.
Oh, so you won't, like, get rid of it?
No, I won't get rid of it if somebody else gives it to me.
Even, like, a few years down the line and stuff?
I mean, unless it breaks.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah. Or, you know, you're dead to me. Whatever comes first, right?
I hate you now, so F your mug.
It's like, it's going to Goodwill. But that sort of thing, like, because some people have those things like, oh, always buy me coffee. I'm always loving to try new coffees. Mm-hmm. Or I will never get tired of you buying me wine. I'll never get tired of, you know, people buying me whatever, to slippers. Like, I love slippers. I love robes. I love books. Get me a book that you like. Some people have specific types of books they like to read. Some people are like, I'll read anything. Give me what you like.
So if, like, if the category says, like, what's your favorite kind of booze? If people don't really like booze, is there...
They can write in there. Because it's like a short sentence answer. It's not like a multiple choice.
It's not a multiple choice. Oh,
if I did multiple choice, it would take me forever.
That's what I was thinking. It was a multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. They can just write whatever.
Right.
Got it.
So, yeah, I left it open, and that's why I didn't do the survey, the Google surveys. And this is why I had to redo it through a different program Google has. Because it doesn't let me do open-ended questions as much as I'd want.
Oh, yeah, you should do, like, what are your top three places you shop at or something.
Right. Or, like, what are things on your bucket list? Because I want to include experiences.
Wow.
It's like, what, like, do you, like bucket list, bungee jumping, skydiving, like, maybe get a skydiving class or get, like, a gift certificate to, like, iFly, you know, like, the indoor skydiving.
Yeah, I always forget about, like, excursions.
Right.
That you could do.
Or even, like, some people really like the, what are they called? Not the panic rooms, the...
Escape
rooms.
The panic rooms?
I mean, kind of. But that kind of a thing. Like, do you like escape rooms? What are your favorite activities? What are your favorite bands you're liking? Or what are your favorite TV shows? Because even if, like... maybe the band's not touring right now or they're no longer touring, whatever. It's like, well, oh, I love Motley Crue. Motley Crue shirt. That sort of thing.
Oh.
So it's still something you know they're going to like, but it's something that you picked from the heart.
Damn. This is very, very, what's the word? Intricate.
I think I don't know cricket.
Intricate.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is very
and then
in depth. I feel like for a lot of people, this is gonna be like more like, because I feel like a lot of dudes just give me a gift card. I'm just gonna give you a gift. Like, they're more gift card,
right?
They don't care. But for me, I don't love giving people gift cards. Like, I don't I don't think it's very like, oh my God, you thought of me. You went to Target and picked out this gift card. Wow. You know?
Right.
Wow. So, like, I think it's, like, cool have it.
Honestly,
more.
Gift cards are better for, like, little kids. I think I love doing that for, like, kids' birthdays. Like, I'll get him, like, a toy or something, but then a gift card, because it's, like, I don't know what clothes he's needing.
Or like, for the mom?
For the mom to, like, get stuff for the kid, because it's, like, sometimes you get a bunch of clothes in one size and you have none for the next size.
I was like, what? This kid knows what a gift card is already?
No, it's more for the parents to get the kid something. Especially when they're
really
itty-bitty.
Smart.
When they're itty-bitty, specifically. Like,
well,
a year old.
Sometimes, like, they're growing so fast. You're like...
And they have so many toys. It's like, stop getting us toys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exciting. I'll fill out this survey when you're done with
and
it.
And I think people, like, if you don't... It could be one of those, like, if you get tired of filling out, just, like, just give me a gift card. If you're one of those, just say, I'm not doing this. But
how many questions is on this bitch?
I haven't finished, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Don't make it like 100 questions.
No. No. But it's also going to have stuff like, what is your favorite color? Because honestly, sometimes like people's moods change. Like, I was really into like baby blue for a long time. And now I'm into like dark blue or teal. I love teal.
All right. So you're going to send this to all your friends and family?
Well, my parents aren't going to do it, but.
They're not?
Probably not.
Why?
Because it's in English. Well, my mom might not do it, but I might trick them into doing it. It's like, hey, I'm doing this for a blog. I need a guinea pig.
I need this for work.
I need a guinea pig. Can you help me?
Yeah, exactly. Just trick them.
Because there's sometimes where you're like, you think, I've always, do you do this where you look at somebody, you're like, this color reminds me of you, but it's not their favorite color.
No, I've never done that.
Because, like, when I think of you, I think of purple. And I'm pretty sure that's your favorite color,
purple.
But I'm not sure if it's your max favorite color.
I think it is.
Okay.
I go between purple and pink, but yeah, usually purple wins.
And so, like, my best friend, I always think of her, as red, but I know she likes other colors, too. Like,
does she hate red, though?
No. Like, she used to dye her hair red. She just looks really good in red, but she also looks really good in green. That kind of BS.
Oh.
So it's like, I want to make sure I'm not just projecting.
Well, and it's fun that, like, it's fun to, like, find those things out. Like,
right.
My friend gave George and I like a couples thing that you do, you know, like,
okay, a couple's questionnaire.
Questionnaire, like a stupid little like pull up, like, okay, you have four options that you can choose from. Like, you know, like one is what's on your bucket list or this or that. And like, there are some things that I actually found out about him. And I was like,
really?
What? Yeah. Like there was one, like from the top of my head, it was like, okay, are you a more dog or cat person? Dog, cat, neither, both. And his answer was cat.
Really?
Yes.
I picture him with like a German Shepherd or something.
No, no. And he likes little things. He likes little dogs.
No, you guys really.
Little cats. And so I was like, I knew he liked both, but I kind of just like maybe just assumed most people are dog people. I don't know, you know, so I chose dog and I got it wrong. And I was like, a cat? Really? You're more of a, he was like, they're just so cute. And I was like, how did I, what? So like, even like, so like for the survey, you would be like with your friends, like, wait, what? Your favorite color is yellow? What the hell? You know, or something like that you didn't even think about, one, asking, or B, you just kind of assumed it'd be like a standard, regular, normal color. If your favorite color is yellow, you're whack. That's all I'm saying.
Ugh, I don't like yellow.
No, one of my friends' favorite color is that. And I'm like, what?
It's the color of pee-pee.
Maybe that's why. And I mean, she said like sunflowers or whatever.
Like,
but
I guess.
No, I don't know. It was very odd. So
what's your favorite color besides, you said purple and pink?
Yeah.
But like a light, regular pink, or are you like a hot pink person?
Oh, I'm a hot pink girl.
Okay, because I immediately, when people say pink, I think of baby pink, like a light pink.
I mean, I like light pink too, but
like,
I'm
that's
all about
not
the
you.
Hot pink. Make it hella bright and obnoxious, like a highlighter.
Neon pink. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
It's just screaming at you, and if you stare at it too long, it gives you a headache. That kind of pink.
Just like Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let us know if you guys have any family or yourself have any hangups when it comes to giving or receiving gifts, any gift problems you're having with the holidays coming up and you need some advice. I mean,
yeah, or any good gift ideas this year.
Right. Like what are practical gifts that are useful and people are actually going to use and not just throw in their closet or gift it next year to somebody
else?
But
kind of more from the heart.
Yeah. Too. Even if it's not necessarily for everyone, but something that you may be doing for somebody you know.
Yeah, like make your coworkers earn something.
Right. Oh, it's going to be cool. I'm excited. Also, you know, what do you think of this whole survey thing I'm planning on, like, finishing soon?
Yes. And do you want it? Do you want to take Mickey's survey?
And if it's one of those, like, I got to figure out if I can send it to people so they can use it and see the results themselves, that kind of a stuff.
Yeah, you're in the works of it.
I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. This is new for me. If not, I might have to use a paid site and do one of those.
Oh, you're getting fancy now.
I'm getting fancy. I might have to. I don't know. This is new to me.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let us know. And hope to see you at Live Day tomorrow.
Yes, we will be wearing gold.
Lots of gold.
And say hello.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.